Last spring, the Student Veterans Organization on the campus of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga was formed. I spoke with two of the founders about the mission of the organization and a new scholarship for veterans being created by this group. Proceeds from a 5K run and 1 mile walk that are scheduled this Veterans Day will help establish the scholarship. Jared Dickerson is the president and co-founder of an organization on campus that was made by veterans for veterans.
We are a veterans organization, but we're open to all students, all faculty and staff. Anyone who supports veterans or is interested in veterans issues is welcome to join. We do, of course, focus on veterans.
The public affairs officer and co-founder of the SVO is James Scott.
UTC has had a lot of programs offering support to veterans, but there's been a disconnect between the veterans and those organizations. So we were trying to help connect the veterans to some of those organizations and also to help to improve some of those organizations with veteran input.
On Veterans Day, there's going to be a run. Is this the second year you've done this?
It's our second year trying. It's our first year succeeding. It's a 5K run and a 1 mile walk. It begins in the Blood Assurance parking lot or the McKenzie Arena parking lot along that street. Of course, it's a 5K, so it's 3.2 miles, and we're hoping everyone shows up.
How many people do you anticipate in the run?
We've already got over 100 people registered to run. Hopefully, we'll get between 150 and 200 runners. We've also had a large outpouring of support, people volunteering. So we'll be able to put this all together, have a good time fresh out of the blocks, that good first run, and then we can build on it from here.
The proceeds from this 5K run go to support a scholarship fund.
Yes, we are establishing a scholarship for veterans on campus. It is the Sergeant David A. Stevens Scholarship Fund. Sergeant David A. Stevens, he was a medic that graduated from UTC. And of course, if you have your college degree, you don't have to be enlisted, but he chose to be enlisted to serve. And he ended up dying in a roadside attack in Miri, Afghanistan. And we just thought it'd be a really great way to honor his memory. We're really excited. We spoke to his family and got permission. And hopefully in the next few years, we can build up the scholarship. It will be endowed, so it'll be a continuous scholarship. But we just have to reach a certain financial level. And all proceeds go to the scholarship. None of them go to the veterans organization or anything else.
There's the 1 mile walk, and that's obviously a different route than the 5K run would be. Is it within the campus mostly or outside of the campus?
The run and the walk will begin on campus, but we'll be leaving campus. They'll both head towards the river walk. The 1 mile walk will be shorter, of course, and it's just a small 1 mile loop. It'll be in the area of 4th and 3rd Street, just kind of a small loop over there.
Is there a pre-registration for this run, or is it just day of?
You can pre-register on imathlete.com, and then the registration costs are $15 for students and veterans and civil servants. That includes police officers, firemen, postal workers. And then it's $12 for the walk, and then it's $25 for everyone else for the run. And then there will be day of registration, so you're welcome to pre-register or you're welcome to walk up and register then.
If you don't have time to participate in the run, but you'd still like to contribute to the scholarship fund, how would someone go about doing that?
On the registration site, you can donate money to the SVO or to the scholarship. And then day of, we will also have the option to donate to the scholarship fund. So if you are in town and you don't want to run or it's just something that doesn't interest you, you're welcome to stop by to participate or to donate money. ROTC here on campus will be doing the color guard for us, so we're really excited about that. If you've never seen a military ceremony involving the flag or the national anthem, it's something to behold. It's really a neat thing. So I would encourage everyone who doesn't want to participate to still come out.
Do you anticipate this will become an annual event on Veterans Day?
Absolutely. The idea is that the net proceeds for each event will go towards the scholarship so that every year the scholarship will be available to veterans. We're not just here supporting ourselves as a way to spread information about opportunities for vets, but we're also trying to reach out in the community and help other vets.
The Student Veterans Organization on the campus of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga is hosting an inaugural Veterans Day 5K run and 1 mile walk to benefit the Sergeant David Alex Stevens UTC Memorial Scholarship Fund. Follow the link on the Around and About blog at wutc.org to register for the race. Day of race registration is also available beginning at 1 p.m. at the McKenzie Arena, with the race beginning at 2:30 on Sunday, November 11th. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.